You are listening to the epic fantasy novel Lion's Last Kill. And this is Chapter 21, Capture. My name is Will, and I'm the author. If you like epic fantasy and that kind of stuff, I have a new website out you might want to check out. It's fantasyguide.stormthecastle.com. Now, you can't do a www with that. That's not how it works. So it's a HTTP /// without the www. Then it's fantasyguide.stormthecastle.com. And I'm creating a lot of different kind of interesting stuff so you can find all your fantasy needs on the web, from castles and swords and fiction and freebies and all that kind of stuff. So check it out if you get a chance. Once again, this is Chapter 21 of Lion's Last Kill. My name is Will, and I hope you enjoy. Grell outlined a plan for them to follow. Bosch couldn't speak at all, so he just nodded his head in approval. "It will take us too long to travel the same route back," he said. "We should navigate around to the north side of the mountain, then head directly west back to the castle." So this is what they did. And early in the second day, as they had come around to the north side of the mountains, and they were passing through some modest grassy fields, Grell spotted some horses grazing. There were four of them together in a herd. They were saddled, and one of them was carrying a large pack. They must have gotten free when Breck attacked the base camp. And this was a stroke of good luck for them. And it didn't take long for Bosch and Grell to get close enough to round them up. They were skittish at first. They had probably been harassed and chased by the Breck. But that was close to a week now, and the horses were probably very relieved to see the humans. Bosch and Grell went through the saddlebags and the large pack that one of them was carrying. They found supplies and water, and very much to their delight, they also found the party's locator's grindstone. This was the large stone that would enable them to be tracked by the tracking stone back at the castle. They were still out of range, but as they traveled west, it would come into the range of the stone back at the castle, and having picked up the signal, the castle would know they were on their way back. Bosch and Grell had crossed the plains and had entered the northernmost part of the Forest of Might when they ran into a party of Breck. The trees were thick and there was no warning. The two parties ran right into each other, and both were taken by surprise. Bosch kicked his horse into a run, but it tripped on some roots and fell, spilling him to the ground. And before he could draw his weapon, several of the Breck were upon him, and they wrestled him back to the ground. The advantage of wearing his cloak was only a small one for Grell. Being on the horse drew their attention to him. At first they didn't even realize he was there, and they had just attacked Bosch. But after he had slain three of them, they acclimated themselves to his presence and brought him down off his horse. After a few minutes, the Breck had both of them sitting on the ground back to back with their hands tied together, wondering why they weren't killed. Bosch looked the Breck over. They were wearing what looked to be uniforms, and they didn't look like ordinary Breck. They were disciplined, and they were carrying large packs with ropes and climbing tools. He guessed that they were heading towards the mountain. They were probably in pursuit of him. The party that attacked the base camp must have called them in, or they were part of that party and returned to their foul lair to get climbing gear. One of them, that was larger than the rest, and seemed to be in command, stood over Bosch and Grell. He stared with his green eyes and spoke in broken words with a harsh Breck accent.
"We go to mountain to find you. You come to us."
He laughed, and it was an unhealthy snarling laugh. There was malice in his eyes and in his voice. He pointed an ugly gray hand at Bosch.
"You be the one from the other place. You is the one that make all the bad things."
Without warning, he lifted his foot and kicked Bosch right in the face. Teeth cracked as he fell to the ground. Sadness overwhelmed him. Life was such a beautiful thing. The Breck could realize this and see the truth of what life was, if he could just tell them. The language was in them, too. They would remember it if he could unlock it with just a single word. But his throat throbbed, and his swollen tongue wouldn't speak. Now he just felt more blood flow down his throat as he struggled to spit out pieces of broken tooth. The Breck threw Bosch and Grell up over their horses, and then led the two of them and the four horses off to the west. They continued their march through most of the night, and Bosch just felt numbness as the blood stopped flowing from his mouth and dried all over his face and neck, his shirt, and the horse. Several times during the march, one of the Breck would grab him by the hair and lift up his head to see if he was still alive. By morning, they had arrived at an underground Breck den, and they descended down into it. It didn't go very deep down, and it wasn't very large by what Bosch could see of it. It appeared to be a dozen large rooms, and he counted about 30 Breck in total. They were brought into a large room and dumped off their horses. The smell inside was almost unbearable. The floor was littered with skulls, bones, and fragments of cloth, and they looked human. The Breck went through the packs that the horses were carrying, and one of them found the locator stone. He tried to speak into it. But this stone wasn't a speak stone. It was a locator stone. So when it didn't respond, he tossed it aside. Bosch listened in horror as the Breck excitedly talked to each other in their Breck tongue, and he was surprised to realize he could understand everything they said. It was the new language that had blossomed inside him. He felt his stomach turn as the one that appeared to be the leader ordered some of the others to butcher the horses, and he watched in horror as they slit the throats of the horses right there and butchered up the meat. It was a terrible sight. The fear of the horses mingled with their blood, and it took them several hours to complete the dressing of the meat, but once they were done and the meat had been separated into neat sections, the Breck once again turned their attention to Bosch and Grell. He just stared at them. His new insight into life had given him a way to see, and he could see the hatred in them. It was unclean, and it made him want to wash his eyes just to get the filth out. The Breck's curiosity had been appeased with the equipment and supplies the horses were carrying, and now they turned their attention back to the two men. Grell's clothing fascinated them. For them it was some kind of mystery material, and they took it off of him by first beating him over the head with a club. The leader tried to put the clothing on, but it was too small. Grell was muscular, but slender, and the Breck was about the same height as him, but he was much burlier. He managed to get the jacket over his shoulders, but the sleeves were too short, and he couldn't bring it around to button over his distended belly. He was still pleased with himself anyway, and he kept it on a while the others admired him, as portions of him seemed to fade into the background of the cave. They hooted and hollered with glee, and the burly Breck strutted around the cave as if he were on display. It ran its greasy hands over the camouflage jacket and once again turned its attention to Bosch.
You be from the other place, know many secrets. Tell me secrets.
The Breck pointed at the locator stone that lay on the ground.
How strange rock work? How make strange rock work?
Bosch tried to speak, but his throat and mouth wouldn't let him. He just opened and closed his jaw, and only a faint whisper of moving air came out. This enraged the Breck, and he kicked Bosch several more times. Having his hands tied, Bosch couldn't protect his face, and eventually just slumped over with the concussions of the kicks. The Breck grunted in satisfaction.
To next day, son, we go see Krug. You tell Krug secrets.
The Breck turned and barked some orders at the other Breck. They pounded some large stakes into the ground, then securely tied Bosch and Grell to them. The two men sat securely tied with their backs to each other and watched as the Breck started a large fire in the next chamber, then watched in disgust as they grilled large pieces of their horses over a spit. The smell of roasting meat would have normally made Bosch hungry, but the thought of it being the horses only made him wretch. but it was a dry retching. His stomach had nothing to give up, but he hadn't eaten anything in days. By midday, the Breck had gorged themselves on the horse meat, and most of them had fallen asleep. It looked to Bosch like they were nocturnal. This was probably their normal routine, up all night, then sleep all day. The humans didn't know much about the Breck, and this was a good piece of information, and now that he could understand their language, he could probably learn a lot more about them. And that made him wonder about what the leader had said. He said they would go see Krug. He imagined that must be some leader, if not the leader, or the king, of the Breck. As the remaining Breck fell asleep, he let his guard down, and he too fell asleep. Grell remained awake, his sharp eyes looking over everything. This is the end of Chapter 21. I hope you enjoyed it, and stay tuned for next week's episode, Chapter 22. We'll find out what happens to them in their capture.